What's up, everyone? Eddie Greer, another 3Y podcast coming at you right now. This is the 3Y podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer the third, aka EG3, for another episode here. New month of 2023. We're already in the month of June here, folks. I've already posted an episode earlier this week that's out now that focused on racing. We're recapping Memorial Day weekend. Go check that out. I'm not going to explain anymore. If you want to know my thoughts and feelings, go check that out. I might post another episode between now and then. I'm giving you a heads up now. If I don't, then that's all right, because I got this bonus edition of the podcast. And I've been thinking, yes, if you have been following me over on the Pearl Project podcast side, I did the Road to Dallas edition, focusing on my marathon training and, of course, the marathon, the Dallas Marathon last fall, right? Did a little, basically all fall documentary, right? And yes, I've been in and out of doing a little bit of the documentary because I've had so much things going on with between work and running and more running and family and all the other stuff like that. But here within the next couple of weeks here, did one last week. It was not the original title that I'm going to be titling this out for the rest of, obviously, June and towards the end of the marathon. Of course, I'm talking about Grandma's Marathon, in which I'm recording this on Friday night, June 2nd, 2023. When you listen to the guys listen to this over the weekend, it's going to be less than 2 weeks away, man. Cannot wait. And seeing everybody, majority of my running friends. Well, I got a lot of them here in Manhattan, Kansas, but now I got a lot more out there in the KC area over there getting ready for, which by the time this episode rolls out, completed. Hopefully, everybody completed the Hospital Hill 50th anniversary. I know that's a huge, huge, huge deal in Kansas, that race anyways, in particularly right there. So, obviously, I'm not going to do that race, obviously, because matters at hand, and it was either going to be that or track game. Now, I'm talking about the Metro Mile next Thursday evening. I'm scheduled to run at 7:55. I'm in the quote-unquote 30... Now, I'm going to give my... I'm just going to roll with this. I'm in the Masters Division, the 35-plus AIDS Division there, which is already going to be stacked. And might be stacked even more before we get to Thursday, June 8th. So there will be a postcast on that mile, the fastest mile, get around 4 laps wins. Pretty simple, pretty explanatory there. This is right up my alley. Even though I didn't do the mile exactly during my track time, I did do the 800. So if there's any, and I didn't do. I wanted to do this event last year. Obviously, when I asked, it was already too late. But this was one of the races that was on top of the board when coming to 2023. So I get my wish here. I understand I'm doing this right before Grandma's. It's look, it's only a mile. But the only thing with that is you cross your fingers, you pray that you don't screw anything up during those 4 laps, because a lot can happen. Even though it goes by quick, less than 5 minutes or 5.5 minutes, depending on who you are, a lot can happen in that time span. So we'll see what happens. We're gonna go up there and give it all I got here. An advantage is I'm tapering, so I did a time trial a couple of weeks ago, and I think I'm right on cue with some of the other guys I'm going to go up against on next week. 5:00. Now, I didn't stop my watch right when I crossed the line, so it was 5:02, 5:03, somewhere in there, and it came out to be 5:06 because I didn't stop my watch. Yeah, I ran off a few more meters before I stopped it, or a little bit further up before I stopped my watch there as well. So, yeah, I'm super pumped. Look, Grandma's, obviously, I'm super excited about that. This is a combination of things when you look at it, because the Metro Mile, that's even huge with the track. You're getting the best of the best high school. That's a combination, because especially in the final events, where I think it's called Elite, it doesn't matter the age. You're talking about 15 years old and up. There's no age limit. So you're talking about that. Now, for exception, the masters, obviously, but you got the open, high school, got high school girls, high school boys. You got your elite women and women. And that includes in that, like I said, high school people in that mix. So they're going against, it's the best of the best, man. I cannot wait to get up there, and hopefully the plan is to support a party. To be flatly honest with you, I've already looked at a lot of the guys that I'm going to be running against, and look, like I said, it's stacked. So, but I believe, though, in my abilities, though, I have not ran a full time trial mile in years. It got to go back to what, middle school? we're throwing it way back. It's on a Thursday night. We're definitely throwing it back. Put some spikes on it. Yeah, the advantage is for me, I'm tapering for obviously the marathon in 2 weeks, obviously. So I feel when it gets, and that's going to be an easy week anyway. I have my last hard workout on Monday coming up for the marathon wise. And well, I can probably combine it to the marathon and the Metro Mile coming up next Thursday night. So it's going to be late one. All day, baby. But luckily, I'm gonna be doing a little bit of mini shakeout in the morning, get stretched out, and then got work. And then it's really jam packed. Haircut with my guy, and then yeah, it's hightail it to Rockhurst High, where they have this event at. And I'm really excited. I know I'm super excited for Grandma's. I'm really, really excited for this, and hopefully come out of this healthy, and not screw anything up. That's kind of you have it always in the back of your mind anyways, even with these halves that I've done, unscheduled halves that I've done throughout up until this point of the cycle here. I didn't race enough. I feel like I didn't race enough last fall, and still did fine. Given the circumstances I was faced with throughout majority of that Dallas Marathon, dealing with that thigh, dealing with my right thigh, dealing with a little pain there early in the race. I never experienced that. So it is critical for me to do the things I need to do on next Thursday to give myself a shot. And I really think I do have a shot to stun the field. Let's put it that way. Now, they have it by seeds. I don't know at this quarter's podcast, folks, where I'm seated at right now. And obviously the winner of the Masters, this men's Masters mile, that's a tongue twister there, folks, decided to go to the Open. He was originally doing this race, but he is starting to do the Open instead. And yeah, I guess that's best because I'm not calling this individual out, but he's done when this episode rolls out on Sunday. He's gonna have done 3 races in a row. So I'm sitting back here like, all right, that's fine. that's fine to me. So, but yeah, it's really kind of this, all this racing, all the training / racing I've been doing up until this point, which has been a long preparation point process of this training cycle, particularly, folks. I've had to kind of balance it out, which luckily I've been able to balance it out decently enough where I can at least still train and then go race at the same time as well. So everything is pointed that way. So we'll see what happens. We know the situation. If you don't, go back. You're more than welcome to go back through the Pearl Project podcast, All Things K-State. Look for Road to Dallas editions and go through there. And you know, I've already said it the last time I was on here on the 3Y podcast with EG3. The goal is, y'all, I'm not going to reiterate that because everybody knows by now what I'm going for. Which, oh, by the way, yes, it would be a PR for them circumstances. So I've already PR in the 5K. Basically matched PRs in the 10, in the half. So what's next is the 10K is going to have to wait to the fall, and the marathon, which I've been desperately wanting to improve that. This year was not supposed to be the year I'd be doing a marathon, but I talked myself back into the game, and here I am 2 weeks out from one of the bigger marathons, which does not get talked about, I don't think, enough Grandma's Marathon. I've heard it the last couple years. Now I'm a part of it, and I'm going to try to do my best I can. I'll probably say this again on the final episode before the race. And I will record one more of these before the race because I am leaving that Wednesday afternoon because I want to hit the road early. So I'm already getting antsy as it is with this dumb taper and everything else. But overall, I feel pretty good. Yes, I have some soreness here and there from time to time. But at this point of the game, you just want to get to the start line as healthy as you can and let it rip. So I'm anxious to get up there, get this thing started. And we're seeing it, all the folks getting ready for Hospital Hill. It makes me want to race that race because I ain't racing this weekend, folks, because my focus now is on this mile, given the fact that I'm still going to be doing the training miles for the grandmas here. Have double digits tomorrow, my last double digit run before grandmas. So I got the last long run done last week, which was 21, just a tad over 21 miles, which was really good. So now this will be my last double digit run. So looking at maybe between 10 and 12, yeah, more importantly, and then we'll see how the rest of my schedule goes. I might go up there. I know I'm going to at least go to KC here at least two more times for sure. This one, and then of course this weekend have my friend's tribute run here. Shout out Scott Green here on the 3Y Podcast EG3, battling his battle with cancer. So I'm going to go up there. I know I'm going to be going there and doing that for sure. That's going to be easy four mile, not sprint the damn thing. But yeah, he's battling that, so I'm going to be up there with a whole lot of folks, I'm pretty sure, wearing green shirts and everything else like that. So that's going to be huge there, so I ain't turning that down. It depends on Saturday, tomorrow, when this comes out, it'll be already be done. But yeah, it depends on what my family wants to do. I want to go up there. It kind of feels weird to go up there and not race. But I want to support the ones that are out there battling those hills out there in the KC area. So it's we'll play it by ear. So I'll let you guys know for sure on the next episode, which will be part 3. This is part 2. This, oh yeah, by the way, yeah, I haven't even mentioned, I've said, yeah, it's going to be a different title. Yes, Minnesota Mission. It just has a better ring to it. Now, I wish I would have started this documentary a long time ago, but I didn't want to bore you guys with that this time around because, yeah, as I mean, look, I'm like all over the place today. Book solid for work, then turn around and hop on this mic here for a few minutes before going on with my rest of my Friday evening, and then of course coming back on the mic later to record the next episode of the weekly edition of Pro Project Podcast, which that will be coming out tomorrow night, episode 160. So you got that, this, which I believe is going to be episode 359 of the 3Y Podcast EG3. Yeah, I know it's been a little bit different this season than your usual seasons. You usually get an hour. But due to a lot of things going on, had to break things up a little bit there as well. But that's okay. That's okay with me there on that. But absolutely, I'm excited really for this weekend and from the rest of the weekend from here on out. Pretty much, it's that's gonna be a bonus. Oh, by the way, yes. If you're wondering about the Bill Snyder, I did take that. The 5K last weekend. That is on the Purple Project Podcast feed. Wherever you get your podcast, the Purple Project Podcast. Search Purple Project Podcast. It should be able to pull up right there. Part of the K-State family podcast there. So you want to listen to what happened then, you can go check that out right there. So, but yeah, everything else, the postcast, I will do a postcast from the results of the Metro Mile at some point next Friday because It's going to be a late night regardless. I'm going to be getting home. let's see. I race 5 to 8. So I'll be done by 8 o'clock for sure. Definitely. Might hit the road 8:30-ish. Probably won't be getting back home to around. I've been going to bed around between 10:30, 11 anyway. So that's my night's been booked solid there as well. So it's gonna be busy, hectic 2 weeks ahead for yours truly, and not even counting this weekend with the things that we got going on here at the Greer crib and outside of that as well. So very excited to break all that down for you guys. But yeah, we're almost to the finish line here with Grandma's training here. Got, as I said, tomorrow, my last double-digit run. Before Duluth. And then, yeah, pretty much easy day. And then, yes, my last fast, hard workout will be Monday, preparing for the mile. But in particularly that. But, yeah, it'll probably also help me with the Grandma's as well. So there ain't much you can do now. I'll be taking it easy. I'm probably going to take Wednesday off, probably, or just do too easy Wednesday, because it looks like, Sunday is supposed to be off day, but with Scott's tribute run on Sunday and doing that, I'll probably have to move that to Wednesday. That way, I am pretty much fresh and then do a little shakeout, and then bam, haircut. After work, getting off work early, and then bam, let's get on the road, and let's make something happen. That's what it's gonna count down to at this point. For those of you new to the podcast, don't know where Grandma's Marathon is. It is in Minnesota, Duluth, Minnesota. That particular day here in Manhattan, Kansas, shy of 11 hours. So I want to break this up into twos, because this is also, by the way, gonna be Father's Day weekend. So I want to break this up into two drives. I don't want to go drive, make it into one. So that Wednesday, on purpose, I'm going to go divide the drive in half. And then Thursday, all I got to do is drive less than 6 miles. I wish. Less than 6 hours, and bam, I'm there. So that's going to be Thursday. It's going to be more sightseeing, you know, all that other stuff. And then, yeah, Friday's chill. I've learned my life by now. On weather, I ain't gonna check that until race week, baby. So I've been through it all. I said it. I mean, I've been through sure weather, where it's hot, humid. Both marathon races last year for me were drizzly, cold, windy. Yep. So anyone tells me it's nice and gorgeous up there. Like I said, the stars have to align. Just like Rock the Parkway. I know one of my friends who PR'd at Billstein Half Marathon last weekend told me that he's run the race. He's a little bit slower, quote unquote, back to the pack. Shout out to that podcast, and he is the host of that podcast, by the way. Back to the Pack. That is an actual podcast. That's originated in KC Mo or KC Kansas, wherever you want to put that. Shameless plug right there. He said we're rolling hills. So look, I've been through it all, trained through it all, I've done it all at this point. So it's a point, but the biggest thing, though, it's point to point. Starts at Two Harbors and goes right to the town of Duluth. So I had a couple of buddies already have done it over the past couple of years, more notably last year. Two of my running guys did it last year, PR'd, one of them PR'd, and got the notification to go to Boston as well. So we'll find out for sure. I don't think I've been this more relaxed before going into a marathon. Of course, yeah, having said this, not even running the Metro Mile yet. So we'll see what happens there. But I'm pretty giddy right now. Seeing all these pictures and all that makes me want to go run that Hospital Hill right now. But that, you know, that ain't going to happen. That's not my focus. Even though it is the 50th anniversary of that race, which is a special race, like I said at the top of this podcast here today. But that's just not where we're going for right now. It was either that, jumping that. I was more wanting to jump into 5K, but no, I'm not going to do it at all. So it was going to be that or Metro Mile. I can't have the cake and have the ice cream too. I can't have that. It's one or the other. And I felt like, well, this is the Metro Miles on hot one, the higher bucket of my bucket list as the races last year. So I got to do this. I want to get back on that track, get that feel back. And I'm pumped up, man. Throwback Thursday. Can't be even better than that. Get back on the track and got some sweet spikes ahead of that. And it's a must for me to break those in on Monday morning. At least get the workout to break those in. I shouldn't be a problem. Those are good spikes. So I'm going to have some good-ass traction come next Thursday at Rockhurst High School. So that's what's on the plans there for me there. Yep, Metro Mile next Thursday. You'll get a postcast from that. And you'll get at one more episode of the Minnesota Mission before I head up there. Now, I'll bring my recorder anyways, but I'm not going to be able to upload anything. So, but yeah, I ain't going to bring up much that I need to. that's the fact. So, yeah. I will definitely record one more time before going up to Duluth in a couple weeks. So Minnesota Mission, yeah, I'm on a mission this year. I wouldn't say I'm desperate, but I'm definitely like laser focused on it. So we're gonna have some fun for sure. Never been in the state of Minnesota before, so this is gonna be hella fun going up there. And going up there with an arsenal. When I mean arsenal, I mean some folks are gonna be doing it too from the KC Running Company. That's what originally I was gonna be riding solo. But the stars are aligning. Let me say that for sure. So, I mean, I wouldn't have predicted this. You would have told me back in this late December, or really, actually, I signed up in January. I signed up in mid-January, or no, I signed up early January. Yeah, I signed up for this race early January, thinking, well, you know, I'm going to go up here, you know, just another race, you know. But stories and everything else that I've heard, the crowd's going to be hyped up. Sold out. It's gonna be jam packed. I'm looking forward to this. The challenge is for me. I wouldn't say that, but I haven't listened to much music on the runs. I've been pretty much like nothing, for majority of it. So I want to take it all in. This shaping up to be. I mean, it's already Father's Day weekend as it is, but for the ice cream on top of the cake, you know what I mean. This could be huge on all faces. So we'll find out. I've been dreaming up the scenarios. It's not one day that scenario. Getting emotional thinking about it. But we'll see what happens. You can't control the weather, things like that. And I'm to this point where it don't matter at this point. I run through it all. Humid, rain, cold. You got it. So at this point, that's not gonna shock me one bit. But we'll see the stars. We'll see how things go. I will be back on here. Minnesota Mission Part 3. That will be next Sunday. So these episodes will follow on Sunday. Or I might have that move to Monday. We'll see. But either way though, this will come out on Sunday night after the Cup race in St. Louis. So be on the lookout for that as well. So. Definitely excited to see what happens. You'll get a postcast also. How I do in the Metro Mile. I'm playing house money at this point. I'm hoping to go up there and make noise for sure. I'm definitely pumped up. The farthest I've gone, as I said, you guys here today, is an 800. I'm middle distance. So I've done a lot of track workouts for the last, several years now. So I'm no stranger to the track whatsoever. So this is like bread and butter. This is my bread and butter right here. So I'm excited. We'll see what happens, and you'll know about it for sure next week here on this podcast. But that's going to wrap things up on Minnesota Mission Part 2. Go back and check out. It's a different title. Yes, I'm sorry about that, but go back and check out our latest running, my latest running adventures on the 3Y podcast with EG3. And go free as well. Check out the NASCAR content as well. We could definitely have a special guest here before I head to Duluth as well. I gotta get that finalized and everything. Actually, I know we're gonna have a special guest for next week, recapping St. Louis and Portland in the first half of the season. You'll get that for sure, and a possible another one as well. So, two special guests before I leave. Awesome stuff. So, I gotta get back with the PR of that driver. So I'm going to leave you guys a cliffhanger on that as well. The 3Y NASCAR Podcast EG3, or I should say the rebranded edition of the 3Y Podcast with EG3. You can find it wherever you get your podcast. Well, that's going to win the chicken flag for now on another running special edition, bonus edition of 3Y Podcast with EG3. Appreciate it, guys. Again, enjoy the racing weekend this weekend. I will talk to you again. Minnesota Mission will continue next week. We're getting close, baby, to the big dance, baby. I'm excited for it. This has been another edition of 3Y Pod with EG3. Peace.